Congress returns to Washington this week after a holiday break clouded by a partial government shutdown. But WYPR's Karen Hassler reports that it's not all doom and gloom with the new House Majority Leader, Maryland Congressman Steny Hoyer.
As the newly elected Congress takes office, Maryland's longest-serving member seems clearly a happy man. Steny Hoyer says his chief cause for celebration is that his Democratic colleagues have regained majority control of the House of Representatives after 8 years on the sidelines.
But it is exciting, and it's giving us an opportunity to do things as opposed to simply respond to what the majority is doing, and that makes a huge difference.
What's more, Hoyer has been returned by his fellow Democrats to the post of majority leader, which he lost in 2011 when the Republicans claimed majority status. At 79, Hoyer may never secure the long-coveted title of House Speaker. But serving in the number two job behind likely Speaker Nancy Pelosi assures a key role in all legislative action and an office in some of the Capitol's most luxurious real estate.
It's not like, in the back bench or, on the trash pile. Being majority leader is a big deal from my perspective.
Perhaps Hoyer's greatest challenge in the months and years ahead will be retaining the support of a huge freshman class of House members whose average age is 30 years younger than his, according to Politico magazine. Representative Jamie Raskin, who is 23 years younger than Hoyer, says the congressman from Southern Maryland has a generational problem.
He entered politics with John F. Kennedy as his inspiration, and now he is busily trying to meet all of these junior members of Congress who came into politics inspired by Barack Obama or Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren.
But Hoyer, he says, has been through decades of political battle.
I think he's going to do a very good job in terms of helping us build unity within the Democratic caucus.
Hoyer's legislative agenda is designed to reflect concerns from all factions of the Democratic Party. Limiting health care costs, particularly for prescription drugs, dealing with the environment and climate change, passing what he calls sensible gun control legislation, including comprehensive background checks, and campaign finance reform to limit dark money in politics. But with a Republican president and a Republican-controlled Senate, there are no guarantees of success.
The issue is not whether we can pass it through the Senate. The issue is whether we can pass it through the House. Because that's all we control.
Hoyer's relationship with Pelosi has often had a soap opera quality. The two met back in the 1960s when they both worked for Maryland Senator Daniel Brewster. They were rivals for party leadership positions during the early 2000s. But in more recent years, they have joined forces to score major legislative victories, including the Affordable Care Act.
Nancy and I represent a team that can work with everybody in the caucus in a constructive and effective way.
By May, Hoyer, who was once the youngest ever president of the Maryland State Senate, will have served 38 years in the House, longer than any other Marylander. Pelosi, 78, has agreed to back term limits for party leaders. But Hoyer says the prospect of retirement holds no appeal for him. He likes to play golf, but gets restless if the Congress is out for more than a few days.
I think keeping your mind active and focused and expectant that you're needed to do something the next day or something, I think it's very important for your psychological and physical health.
Given the already evident turmoil between the president's agenda and the Democrats' objectives, Hoyer's legislative skills will likely be put to their toughest test yet. I'm Karen Hassler for 88.1 WYPR.